Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
What's our contact info, Sarah?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
So, last episode we did talk about, you know, awkward silences, like when you just kind of want to be quiet but you're with somebody. It's like some people think it's rude to be on your phone. Like for me and my best friend, like we kind of have like, okay, if we're just hanging out, we're not really doing anything, like nothing's planned, we're just goofing off on TV, like we totally will pull out our phones and play on them, like not a big deal.
Yes.
But some people are very much against it, so like we did ask, so we want to hear it next week. We want to see what you guys think about that. But it reminded me of this article that I read recently, and it says behaviors that feel rude but really aren't.
Oh, okay.
So it's like when you're like, I feel so rude doing this. It's like, what? No, you're completely in the right. Like it's.
Oh, this is good, because I think I feel like I overthink a lot of things sometimes. So
I thought, and it's one of those like you read these and you're like, yes, somebody else feels the same way. I'm not. Mostly crazy.
Okay. And we'll see if we actually think they're rude.
Okay. So it feels rude to ask somebody to chew with their mouth closed. They're the ones breaking the social convention and creating an uncomfortable environment. And it's akin to asking someone to stop farting, in my opinion.
Oh, wow. It's that's like, crazy, because I think it's really rude to ask someone that. And I feel really weird asking people
to chew with their mouth closed. Yeah. But they're the ones being rude. Like,
but they probably are not aware, or if they're just so used to, like, that's their habit, or that's how they were born and raised, that's just, they're, I don't think they're doing it on purpose necessarily. So no. I think it is very rude for someone to call them out like that, especially in a group setting.
I'd be like, dude, just chew your mouth closed. Like, I feel like
I think that's rude. I don't think it's rude?
No, because I don't think anyone's quote unquote born and raised. Like, son, you are chewing with your mouth closed.
Chew with your mouth open. I don't think so. You know, but I think some kids just always have done that forever. Yeah, but they were never told not to.
If that's the case, then it's like, you know, I can probably assume that I'm not the first person telling them this. If I'm on a date with somebody, it's like, or I've been dating somebody, probably not the first date because I'd be too awkward about it. But if I've been dating someone for a while, it's like, dude, chew with your mouth closed.
Okay, so if you were with my friends, my group of friends, who you know, but not really well, and there was someone who was chewing with their mouth open, would you tell them?
I think what bothers me more about mouth chewers, like, I don't really, whatever this is. It's not so much like the visual. Like, the visual doesn't bother me so much. It's when I hear it.
Oh, yeah. So what if it was loud?
If I could hear them, I'd be like, okay.
You would say something? Non-confrontational Vicky would say something.
I feel like your group of friends are very judgy. Or not judgy, but I feel like would judge me because I'm like, they're so cool. Like, I'd be the weird one. So I feel like maybe your group of friends not. But if it's like my best friend's group of friends, I'd be like, Dan, chew with your mouth closed. Like, I totally have called him out on stuff before, like one of her friends.
So it just depends on the situation.
On the group of people in the situation.
Yeah, but I think it's rude.
Because we know somebody, and he chews with his mouth open all the time. He's a loud chewer, and his significant other thinks the same thing.
Yeah.
She has told him many times. He knows this, and if he's told, he'll stop. But you can tell he just gets annoyed at people telling. It's like, well, this is how I do it. It's like, well, you're still being rude, breaking social convention.
So do you tell him?
I have told him, and he won't stop. So it's like, I give up. I'm over. Like, I purposely just leave the room.
So you're kind of in the middle, sort of, with this.
I'm like, I don't think if somebody, like, let's say I'm drunk and I'm chewing with my mouth open and you're like, Vicky, chew with your mouth closed. I'm like, oh, sorry.
But I know you. So if you were like in my group of friends and
again,
like,
I don't,
this
really,
hot guy was like, dude, Vicky, chew with your mouth closed. You wouldn't think that would be like rude?
No, I'd be mortified that I was rude. I was being the gross one.
See, I don't think people who do that are rude. I just think they don't, like, they're unaware. I don't think people intentionally.
I don't think they necessarily.
I think it's a bad habit.
I think it's one of those that I feel like when you get to a certain age, you know better. Like, you've probably seen it on TV. You're not 25, 30 years old.
But if it's a bad habit, it's hard to break. So I don't think they're doing it on purpose to annoy people. I think it's just a bad thing that they do they haven't been able to break
yet. If picking your nose is your bad habit, like, you have to learn not to do it in public.
People still do that in public, though.
They're gross. It's like, dude, stop picking your nose. You're not three.
Well, yeah. I mean, and depending on the situation, I feel like, I don't know. I still have a problem even telling my boyfriend to chew with his mouth closed.
I'd be like, dude, stop. If it was my boyfriend, I would, like, dude, but knock it off.
I think it's rude.
It is not rude. I almost want to get somebody else in here to get their opinion. But next one.
Okay.
Asking for money that is owed to you. It seems awkward and rude, but it really isn't. At least it shouldn't be.
Oh, I have no problem doing that.
Like, I just don't give out money anymore. Like, I don't let anybody borrow anything if I don't have the, like, oh, if it's not a gift, like, if I get that money back, awesome. I learned this from BJ. But if I don't, if I can't be without that money, like, hey, you're going to need to pay me back at some point.
Yeah,
I just don't let them borrow it at all.
Let's say, like, your dad bought me that shirt from Costco.
Yes.
It was $20.
Yes.
Would you have ever told me, hey, like, remember that shirt my dad got you? It's $20. Like,
honestly, I totally forgot about it.
No, I already paid you the $20.
No, I know. Oh. But, like, I totally forgot that was even a thing because I still had the $20 in my wallet. Every time I'd opened it, I remember, oh, I have to give this to my dad.
But, like, for you, if you had remembered, or, you know, like, you, or, like, you, sometimes mm-hmm. you go to Costco and you buy mm-hmm. me protein bars or alcohol or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And you say, oh, like, okay, the total was like $50. Will you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have Venmo or any of that. So I'll give you cash tomorrow. And I just kept forgetting. Would you remind me? Because I definitely feel like you wouldn't. And that's why I try to be so, like, here's the cash I owe you. Here's the cash to everyone, not just you, but to everyone. Because yes. I know some people it is very awkward for.
So I, like, you don't, one, you don't count for two reasons. One, because you don't have Venmo and all that stuff. And two, for what I'm about to say. And two, you're like, we're close enough. And also, you're really good about that. Like, yeah. I am. So I don't have that worry.
Holler.
But for what I end up doing, because I do get awkward asking people for money back. So whenever, like, I've bought Danny, like, booze, he's like, oh, can you pick me this up from Costco?
Yeah.
I'll just either send him the total or I'll request on Venmo.
Yeah.
I'll just send the request on Venmo. And that way I'm like, I won't forget that way. And then if it still hasn't gotten paid back, you can send, like, hey, reminders on Venmo.
Oh.
So which is kind of nice.
So you don't have to awkwardly have a conversation, but it'll just, like, pop up at, like, oh, mm-hmm. But they'll know that you press the button for a reminder. Yeah.
That feels better for some reason in my head.
Is it still awkward for you?
It's a weird loophole. Like, it doesn't feel like it. So it's a nice thing. But I'll, or if it's something like, if I'm feeling awkward that day, be like, hey, you know what? Since I paid for your protein bar, Sarah, could you pay for my parking?
Oh, okay. You'll try to remind me in a nice way.
Right. But, like, I'm totally fine with trades. Trading is fine. Like, especially if they don't really have the money, I'd be like, hey, you know what? You know, remember those shoes you like? I don't really wear them anymore. And you bought me this the other day, or you paid for this. So I'm going to give you these shoes or whatever.
Mm.
Totally fine with that, too. Not being available 24/7 despite being reachable 24/7. So the idea of...
Oh.
It feels rude. Like, let's say work text, like, sent you an email at, like, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock on, like, a Saturday.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, you know, I could respond to this now, but I'm not. Or even, like, your friends are, like, trying to message, like, not even anything like that's like, I need to answer this right away because it's time sensitive. It's just like, oh my God, so this happened or whatever. Like, you know what? I'll answer it in the morning. Do you ever have that feeling of this is rude that I'm
all
on my phone? But I don't want to respond.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Unless it's probably after 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to put my phone on silent now.
Yeah.
So good that job. Is the best thing in my life. But yeah, I mean, yes, I have a big problem with that with my friends, especially if it's like a specific text about something to me, but especially work emails. Oh my God. Yeah. We got one recently and I opened it almost right as it sent, but, like, it was to both Vicky and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, what is Vicky going to say? Oh my. And I waited, like, hours. And I was like, the whole time I was like, oh, I'm the worst employee ever. Like, should I ever respond? I need to text Vicky about it. Like, oh, I don't know what she's thinking. Like, well, yeah, I have that.
My thing is,
I don't know if it's rude or not. I don't definitely get offended or annoyed when I text someone and they don't text me back, but they posted on Instagram or they posted on our Facebook Messenger. Like, I'm like, bitch, you're on your freaking phone. Even if it's like, it's not like a crazy text. It's not like we're in a deep conversation, like any kind of text.
See, for me, it's kind of like my own lesson in boundaries with people, because sometimes people want to have, like, these really long conversations or just, like, something that's going to require me to, like, think more than just your standard, like, oh, that's funny, thumbs up, or
yeah,
haha. Like, if I have some, especially at night, if my brain's not in it, I'm not going to respond to you. But oh, look, this happened 5 years ago. I'll share it real quick. But I'm like, I don't have the brain space and capacity right now. And
so what if it's
energy.
Not like a text like that, though? What if it's like, hey, Vicky, are we still going to get coffee tomorrow at like, noon, right? And you don't respond. But then, or let's say you texted me that. Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, like, I'm just trying to figure out my day for tomorrow. Like, are we still on to get coffee mm-hmm. at noon? I don't respond. But then I post all these Instagram stories. Right.
I think something
Do
like
you
that.
Do you get offended? Do you think it's rude?
I would be a little annoyed because it's like, I just need a yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just trying to figure out my life. That's right. What I think is rude.
Right. It's like, it's if it's something like that, yes. Like, engaging with somebody, it's like, I don't have the energy to engage with you.
That makes a difference. If it's like a very deep, yeah, totally. Yeah,
right. Or even a work thing. It's like, okay, after, I think my cutoff is like 6 or 6:30. Like, I'm not... If you need me to respond to an email, I'm going to respond to it tomorrow because I used to just be a 24/7 person.
Yeah.
And I drove myself insane.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
You know.
So I set that boundary. So unless someone's like, this really needs to happen right now, this is a like work emergency, do this now. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know what? I can look into this tomorrow. It can wait.
And that's not rude.
I don't think it's rude. And so
I know, I'm just curious because I know I'm like, ah.
Because like I'll send you stuff sometimes via Messenger and I'll write. It's like, this can be for tomorrow.
Yeah,
this is for tomorrow. Specifically so you don't have to feel like you have to do it right then that.
Which
then
I very much appreciate.
Because I'm like, I have a feeling Sarah would be like, oh my God, I have to do this right now. It's like, no. Like you're probably at home eating dinner, hanging out with the boyfriend. It's like, hey, I need you to check this out just tomorrow morning when you get into work.
I
whenever.
Just never know if it's rude for the person who sends the email. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I see you're on social media, which means you probably have access to your email, which you've probably checked.
If they were to ever call me out, though, it'd be like I've had moments where I've been like, I wasn't called out, but somebody else was. They're like, why wasn't this done at this time? I'm like, because we weren't informed until like 8 o'clock at night.
And my phone's on silent.
And they're like, oh, okay. Like,
I know.
I think they get it, but it's that weird, like in your head, you're like, but you probably had your phone in your hand if you weren't sleeping. Like, yeah, but we forget that we're human sometimes.
Yeah. My friend started a conversation at like 9 p.m. yesterday on our like Facebook Messenger. Mm. And I woke up to like 43 missed messages. Mm. I mean, it was all about the world. So I'm glad I didn't like, but I was like, hell no. Like, ain't responding to that.
Oh, how about trying to end a conversation with someone who is legit trying to commandeer your time?
Trying to come into your time?
Commandeer.
Commandeer?
Take over.
Commandeer your time. I'm learning so many new words today.
Commandeer. Like, it's like, I'm going to commandeer the ship, you know?
I'm going to commandeer your time.
Yeah,
so,
it's like where they basically are trying to, let's say you're at a convention or at a concert and you're trying to like, hey, I'm trying to catch up with everybody or, you know, reunion with your friends. You're like, I want to talk to you and everybody. And they're like, okay, like whether it's a dude, like let's say it's a dude that's into you or like a friend that's really clingy. It's like,
and you're trying to cut it off.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm here to, you know, I got more stuff to do and they just won't. And so like ending the conversation feels very rude. It's like, okay, well, it was really nice chatting with you. Talk to you later. Like
it's so awkward.
I try to be like so smiley and not like quiet. Like I feel like if you just say it so like casual, like, oh my God, but it was like, you know, it's like, oh no, totally. Yeah, no, it was so good seeing you. Talk to you later. But if you're like, yeah, so it was really good seeing you.
I think it's tough because if both people on the both ends of the conversation are both like, yeah, so like they're both like that. But if one person really does still want to talk to you or one person, mm-hmm. like if you're at a party and this person only knows you, mm-hmm. so is wanting to.
Right.
It's so tough to be in that situation because I kind of do think it's rude if you're going to leave or if you,
yeah,
or
if you bring somebody to a
bring
party.
Someone or if you bring a date. Mm-hmm. Or my ex-boyfriend brought me to, like, his family party, and it was, like, the first time meeting his family, and it was his sister's engagement party.
Oh.
Yeah, and I get such awkward, like, I'm
anxiety.
Like, please don't leave me. Just don't leave, like, and it's terrible, and I know I am, because I
think that's different. Bringing somebody to a party and they don't know anybody, I think that's a very different thing than, hey, man, like, I'm trying to like talk to everybody here or
I know but
like,
it's so tough.
Like let's say it's your wedding or like it's your birthday and somebody's like trying to get all your time. It's like, okay, but I want to go drink and I want to go dance with this person. It's like, okay,
I know it's I know because I am like that. I'm like, okay, like I love you, but I'm gonna go take a shot with this person or I'm gonna go, but it is probably kind of rude. It really, like, it's, I mean, and I've been rude, and I've been the person who was rude, too, or what. So, But it, like, I feel especially because like for my birthday, like I have so many different friends from so many different friend groups that sometimes that one friend is really only close with me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know you only know me here and I love that you're here, but I want to hang out with everyone else too. So
I don't think it's rude though, because like, I feel like they probably knew that. Like, hey, I don't really know anybody that's going to the party, and they still chose to go.
Yeah, because I'm a bitch if you don't come to my birthday.
Yeah, you are.
So they didn't really have an option not to come, and here I am like, thanks for coming. So good to see you. Gonna hang out with everyone else now.
Maybe you're just rude in general, Sarah. Maybe you're just all around a rude bitch. Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to think maybe so.
But how about calling out of work when I'm sick? Most act like I'm faking it, so it makes me feel bad whenever I need to do it for medical issues. So for the longest time before COVID, I felt so bad calling out sick.
Like, I still hate it.
I feel so bad, but then the guilt trip I would get at work, like, oh, you're sick, don't touch anything, why are you here? And eventually I got so tired of hearing that I'm just like, I don't feel good, I'm staying home.
I feel like...
like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's a lose-lose situation. That's what I was going to say.
But it does feel like you're being rude. Like, especially, like, whenever I don't feel good, I always try... I've never called in sick the day of here at the radio station.
Yeah, like, in the morning.
It's like, I woke up... unless, like, I don't see myself ever doing that unless I woke up legit, like, I'm bleeding out of my ears this morning, or I got into a car accident, so I'm not going to be making it in.
Yeah, I could see it if, like... if I got like food poisoning and I was just like up all night puking and then finally at like 3 a.m, I'm like, I think I'm still going to be puking in a few hours.
I feel like if I'm puking at like midnight, I would still send the message like, I'm not coming into work tomorrow. I think by like 11 or 12, I would have made that decision. Like, I'm just not going to come in just in case. Because even if I do feel better tomorrow, I'm going to be recovering.
Yeah.
I'm going to be weak. I'm going to be exhausted.
Even if I'm not puking everywhere.
No. But I
still
always
feel bad about it. I still hate asking for time off.
Right.
It can make, like...
it feels rude, but it's not.
I know.
It's a total...
I don't know why
right.
Society makes us feel like...
I think with work in general, I feel... and maybe it's like an American thing or whatever, but we feel like you are not... we're not hard workers if we're not working and put work at 100% of the time, because that's just kind of the environment that we've created in this country.
Yeah, if you take a day off to have fun, what the heck is that?
It's like you are put on this planet to work and that's it, not have a good time. And it's like, that's not the case. Work should not be the number one thing in your life.
Well, and even like, you take work off when you're sick. Who does that? Like, and you're like, what?
And like, I still work when I'm sick. Like,
yeah,
I'll work from home.
This bitch is like up at 5 a.m. messaging all of us. And both Danny and I are like, dude, go to bed.
Like, because I feel so bad. Or when I had a call out like a couple weeks ago when I took my foster brother to the doctor. Like, I was still up. I did most of my stuff that I can do from home, like work computer stuff. I did as much of that as I could. And then I went back to sleep for like an hour, and then I went to go to the doctor. So it's just like,
I know, you just can't have like an actual day.
Yeah, so I don't, like, I'm like, I've not really taken a day off, really.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, but it's because we have that feeling of it's rude. And I'd feel rude being like, okay, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let you guys do it. Even though we all are trained in the same thing. And it honestly, because there's so many of us, like, it would easily be spread out.
It's fine.
It'd just be like, oh, Sarah, you just have to do a few more things. Danny will have to do a few more things.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Not that big a deal, but like, it feels rude.
But the guilt.
The guilt.
The guilt. It's so bad. Mm. It's going to make us have gray hair and more wrinkles, Vicky.
I need to go talk to my therapist again. Oh, this is a good one. Being honest with somebody about their abilities. There is a way to do it without being rude.
What does that even mean?
So they have an example.
Oh, great. Okay, let's hear it.
It's like, I spent 2 years studying a craft in a very competitive field, and toward the end of the first year, I started to fall behind, and my instructor started to give me polite responses instead of actual feedback. So I followed him to his office one day, and I said, I feel like I'm getting shrugged off. I know I'm not going as well as the others, but lay it on me. He didn't want to, because these are people's lifelong dreams, and it's hard to crush people's spirits. But he laid it all on the line, said, I'm going to hang on for a while and fizzle out in a couple years, basically, in his craft. Let's just say photography. I'm just picking one randomly for this person. Like, you're not... yeah, you might be able to, like... You might be able to, like, get by, but you're eventually going to fade. I asked for specifics, and he hit back even harder. I didn't take it hard, and in fact, I was excited because I was going to fail anyway before he was brutally honest, but now I had specifics to work on and improve on. A couple years later, we were talking, and he said, you know what? I was wrong about you. And I gotta say, no, you were so right. And if you hadn't told me all that, I wouldn't have worked on it. And because of his honesty, I had two choices that were better than the path I was on. Either I find something else to do with my life, or hone in on my shortcomings and work tirelessly on them. And if it hadn't gotten better a year from now, then I can find something else to do with my life. I got better over that year, and now I work in the field and I started my studies in. And definitely would not have been the case if the instructor kept just being polite and never gave it to me straight. So you got to be honest with people you know, not in a mean way, not fully unsolicited. But if you're not honest with something people are trying to get good at or pursuing a career in, you're setting them up for failure by not pointing out these weaknesses that they can fix, or by accidentally encouraging them to go down the path that leads to a dead end. Yeah. So it feels rude to be like, you know what, Sarah, you're not great at photography. you're not really good at, you know, capturing the image right. Your eye, like, you know, yeah, the color is off, this and that. And it's like, it feels so rude because it's not a compliment, but it's honest and needed.
I feel like if you're a teacher or like a boss or something, I feel like that's, you need to find that line, mm-hmm, just like this teacher or whoever, right, did, because I think it's like, it's really important.
This one, another very important thing, it says, it feels rude to not hang out with people because you're tired. So if you like, and I think because of our jobs, we wake up really early. I'm tired all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would never see anyone.
No. And like, I still go, like, went pre-COVID PC. I would try, like, I would set it up in advance, like a week or two in advance. Like, hey, we're going to go out to, you know, to a bar. We're going to go do karaoke or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm planning my day. Going to go home, take a nap.
Yeah.
Bust out a couple energy drinks. I
get
got
ready.
This. Like,
yeah.
So I'm mentally prepared, even though I would much rather just sleep.
Yeah. See, I think if you have plans and you bail because you're tired, that's rude to me.
I think if you're...
That is rude!
I think what they might mean... So I have two different things with this. One, I think it's if you're like, you're at a bar, Sarah, and you're like, Vicky, come hang out. I'm like, I'm at home. I'm tired.
Yeah, if it's spur of the moment.
Yeah, I feel like that.
For sure.
Like,
no.
People are like, well, they just invited me and I feel rude not going, but I just, you know, I'm about.
Oh,
like,
see, I don't feel rude. Like, if it's spur of the moment, they're like, oh my God, you want to hang out tonight? You want to come? I'm like,
no.
I'm like, hell no.
You could have even told me a few hours ago. Maybe.
Maybe. And I like going out. So, but yeah, like, there's no spur. Like, if I knew we were going to hang out tomorrow night, I would plan my day. So then it's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I have a nap, or I'm going to skip my workout, or, you know, like,
right,
so I have enough energy.
Like, you're planning ahead of it.
Yes.
My other thing is, there are times, and I'm very glad I finally was open with my best friend about this, because she understands and she's able to like maneuver around it to where, because I won't ask for help. So there are times where it's like, hey, we were supposed to hang out and I'm mentally not in a good place.
Mm.
Like my demons are taking full control of the car. And I was just like, I'm not going to be a really good person to hang out with today. So I'm doing you a favor by sitting at home crying and trying to like take care of myself. So you can't really say that to your friends because then they'll feel guilty. But there are times where like, I won't ask for, I'm like, you know what? I just can't. I just can't come out tonight or whatever. And I've had like my best friend. So like I had kind of like was seeing somebody and it broke off and I was, you know, kind of bummed out, but it wasn't awful.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it's for the best. And that same week, my grandpa passed away. My mom flew to Mexico to be with, you know, when he was in the hospital and stuff, and then passed away while she was there. And my dad was going to be out of town. So I was at, like, when I lived with my parents, I was at the house by myself.
Oh, like alone.
All this happened in 1 week.
Was that good for you to be alone?
No. She's like, so I'm coming over on Saturday.
Oh.
And we're just going to order takeout and we're going to have a sleepover, slumber party. We're going to watch cartoons or whatever you want to watch and just enjoy company. Like, it's just her being there. And it's just like, I'm so glad I've been open with her about, it's like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, you know what? I've been down this week. Like, it's not been a great week.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's something, you know, you know, it's not like we're in a weird post-apocalyptic, smoky, dune-like world.
It's not like the world's on fire or anything. No, right. Good.
So sometimes, like, it's just your brain, like, it's warranted, you know, look outside. It's so warranted. But sometimes it's just my brain being sick.
So before you told her, you would tell her about, like, you just mentally aren't, like, and you would bail on her before, like, previously and didn't tell her? Would she get upset?
I think she did. Like, she just wouldn't really tell me. I think she got disappointed.
Okay.
She's like, okay. Like, she never, like, expressed it to me, but I can tell she probably did.
Yeah, because I feel like there, I mean, if you at least express, like, I mean, that's more than just tired. In a way, that's like you're sick, right? Yes. Like, if someone was like, girl, like, but I really want to hang out, but I do not feel good.
Like, I remember 1 year for your birthday, I had the worst headache. Like, and I'm a big P word when it comes to headaches. Like, I'm not kidding.
Wussy.
I'm a big wussy. Like, I had a headache last week, and I get grumpy, but I also get, like, zombie, like, everything. Like, I get nauseous, and I'm just useless.
That sounds like a migraine, dude.
Yeah, so I'm sure I get them, but I hate it. And then my headaches last, so I'll have it, let's say, for a whole day. And then for the next 4 days, they'll still linger. So if I shake my head too hard or...
Dude, that's a migraine.
Yeah. So I had a migraine for your birthday and recently. And oh, yeah. I felt so bad that I was not there. I'm like, Sarah's gonna be pissed because I missed her birthday. And I'm like, this isn't like, I'm like, should I still go? Like, I'm not gonna feel good. I'm gonna be sitting in the corner like, this is awful. Like, it's just that weird, like, you feel guilty and, like, you shouldn't feel bad. Yeah, like, no. It feels rude, but
my birthday's different, though. Mother Ever is trying to make excuses for my birthday, and I'm like, one day out of the year, Mother Ever. Like, one day. Put your migraines aside. Put your cramps and PMS.
I think I'm getting a migraine. I won't be there for your birthday this year, Sarah. I feel it already. It's just going to last for a couple months.
Hey, guess what? Good thing about COVID, there won't be a party. So you won't have to have excuses.
Okay, so this is something I totally agree with. This one's hard.
Okay. You think it's rude or not rude?
I don't think it's, like, logically, it's not. But it feels rude.
Okay.
Like, I feel it in my heart that I'm being rude. I'm like, it's not rude, but I feel it. When you go to, like, a craft fair or a farmer's market and
you don't get anything.
Yeah. Like, when you go and you look at the tables, you're like, oh, that's nice. And then you're like, you know what? Like, I want to, you know, support them. Like, they're like, either you don't like what they have or they're selling their nice soaps for, like, way too much money. It's like, I'm not paying $30 for two bars of soap.
It's so cringeworthy for me.
It sucks because, like, I want to support you as an artist, but I also cannot justify spending this much money on something like this.
Yeah, I ain't a rich bitch, so. Right.
If I was a rich bitch, I'd be like, I'll buy all your stuff. Like, if I was a millionaire, that's the kind of stuff I'd be doing. I'm like, I'm buying out your table.
Yeah.
You are the lucky person for the day. I'm buying all the stuff you have. It's like
so tough.
Or worse, when you ask them about what they're all about and they go into this long pitch. And just to realize that you're not interested.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, thank you.
It's like, I feel like a complete a-hole just going, yeah, well, okay, bye.
For real. Like, we have this little farmer's market where I live. And I love the thought of farmer's markets. Mm-hmm. I think they're so fun. It's a Sunday afternoon. We're so cute. But we just, like,
I just go there for the fair food.
Everyone I've been to. But, like, even we just, like, walk through. And then maybe we'll walk again. And, like, we won't go up to any stand. Unless we know for sure it's something we want to buy, and it's usually just like the pastry stand,
right?
Or if I want like cherries, maybe, but I don't eat like a necklace. No, I'm not going to go even close because it's so awkward.
And that's the same with Comic Cons. I love going to Artist Alley and buying artwork, but you only have so much money that you can buy stuff while you're there. So like, I usually kind of allow myself like at most like $100.
Yeah.
Because I love supporting smaller artists.
Yeah.
Especially, like, and I'll buy, like, okay, well, like, I really, really like your stuff, but your stuff is kind of pricey, so I'll get this tiny little print for, like, $5-$10, because that's all I can...
Oh, that's nice, at least.
I'm like, because all your other stuff's, like, $80, and then I only have, like, $20 left.
But then I feel even bad, because it's like, you know, this is their passion. This right. Is, like, same with, like, the jewelry. It's like, you love, like... And to me, sometimes it's pretty, but I'm like I don't wear much jewelry. Or like to me, sometimes I'm like, this is not my style at all.
Exactly. But I'm like, but you're like, this is nice. Like I wouldn't wear it. Like maybe my friend would or this or that.
But I'm still not gonna buy it.
But I still feel like it feels just as rude. Like especially at Comic Con, you're like, oh, do you have a card? Thanks. Like that's what I try to do to make myself feel a little better. It's like, hey, I'll check you out. Like I'll follow you on Instagram.
And, do you?
Depending if it's one of those situations like. I love your art, I just can't afford it, then yes. If it's one of those, like, you pulled me, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good, you? Good. Have you come seen my table? I'm like, yeah, give me a card, thanks, bye. Then maybe not.
I know. So it's like the people in the mall who are like, just like a hand massage, just like whatever. And I'm like,
nope, no thanks.
And I feel rude, but I'm like, I think you're being rude. You're all up in my bubble.
Oh, this one I recently experienced.
Oh.
And the number 10, number 11 kind of go hand in hand. It says, not being able to do favors for somebody when asked.
Oh.
Or saying no to anything. Like, one of my really good friends, she's like, for Labor Day, she's like, oh, we need somebody to dog sit.
Oh, yep.
I'm not a dog person. Like, and I have dog sat before, but it was a puppy. It was, like, the poos were small, and it was very simple. It was, like, right by where I work.
The poos are small.
Like, it wasn't, I didn't really have to hang out with the dog too much. But also, when I did, it wasn't that big a deal, because it was a tiny little puppy. But this is a big dog, lots of hair, lots of drool, and it's still technically a puppy, so it's very rambunctious.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, I'm not the person for this job.
What'd you say?
Like, I told her, I'm like, I'm allergic to dogs, which is a flat out, it's true.
Oh, so it's not like your really good friend that you've known forever.
Like, I mean, she is, I've known her forever and everything, but I'm like, girl, like, I'll put an ear out to see if I can find anybody who might be interested, but like, I have allergies. I can't. Because I asked her, I'm like, do you need me to spend like all day with the dog? Do you need me to stay at your house? Kind of like you done with the cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it was one of those, like, come in, like, after work, feed them, check them, because she has like a dog walker app thing. So the dog walker would walk them and stuff. If it was one of those, like, hey, come in after work, check, you know, maybe clean up some poo, take them out for, you know, to go poo, feed them, and then bring it back in, and then you can go home.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm there for, like, maybe a half hour tops, but the fact that I have to be there all day, I'm like,
oh,
no.
Yeah, you have to spend the night and stuff.
Mm-mm. And I felt so bad, because I'm like, I want to do this for you, but, like, if there was nobody in the house, no dog, I'll come in, I'll stay at your house, I'll, you know, clean it even for you, if, you know, whatever.
I think it is rude, too, because I have that problem, because I being asked to cat sit a lot, and I don't think I have said no once. And the only way I would probably say no is if I was out of town and, like, legitimately could not do
it. And it feels rude, but it's not.
It feels rude. And
logically,
I feel like
it's not.
I feel like it's like I feel like I'm doing them a favor,
right?
Like a really big favor. So I'm like, yeah, like, we're friends, like, I got you, like,
right.
Yeah, that one's tough for me, because I think it's rude, but it's not rude. But I don't want them to be disappointed, and disappointing people is, like, even harder. But yeah, I mean, like, my friend was like, oh, your boyfriend has a truck. Will you help me, like, move my mattress into my new apartment? Like, I don't know how else I'm going to transfer it, and I don't know anybody else with a truck but your boyfriend.
You rent a truck.
And I'm like, how can I say no to that? She's like, I've gotten everything else but my mattress. And so then I was like, hey, babe, my friend needs to borrow your truck. Or more like, do you want to come? Because I'm not trying to drive your truck without you. Like, F that. But yeah, it's rude, because what's my excuse?
It's like, it's simply like, you know what? Like, if it's something like cat sitting, it's like, I really don't want to.
What if it's like that the truck? Like, I'm the only person I know that has access to a truck, and she needs help moving
her mattress. Everyone has access to a truck. You can rent them from U-Haul.
And you don't think that's rude saying?
Like, if the truck is my boyfriend's or whatever, and you don't really know my boyfriend. Like, I think it also depends on the friend, how close. This is, like, one of your best friends?
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it was rude that she asked, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, it's that tricky, like.
But it's like, I think it's rude for me to be like, bitch, go rent a truck. When I clearly have access to one.
Where I could have been like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable driving it, and I don't feel comfortable having somebody else drive it that's not him. And I, like, why don't we look into renting one? If it's, like, legit not feasible to rent one, like, let's say.
I'm not going to pay for that.
I'm not paying for it either. Like for her. Like,
oh.
I'm like, this is your mattress. Like, how did you move everything else? Did you not have a U-Haul? Like a truck?
Just a car.
Yeah.
She just moved all her stuff in her car.
Right, like, I don't know. Like, it's
So I'm like, that's where it's so awkward, where it's like,
we are adults.
And then I don't want my boyfriend to look like a D-bag. If I'm like, I'll ask him, though. And then what is he going to say? Oh, he said no. Like, what?
It's like, he's busy. Sorry.
He's not home and won't be for the next month. He's on a road trip with his truck.
Only with his truck. He makes love to it. It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Some of these are... It feels rude to, like, correct somebody when they mispronounce your name.
I don't know, because Sarah is very basic.
How about if they mispronounce your last name? Or if they mispronounce or they spell your first name. You're like, oh, sorry, no H.
Oh, yeah, I would kill someone if they put an H in my last name.
It almost feels,
or my first name.
It almost feels rude to correct somebody. Because well, in a way, you're like, you are wrong, sir.
With my last name, I feel like
very Italian.
What you do is like they'll say it and then you'll just say it back the right way. I don't feel like I'm never like, excuse me, actually. Yeah. Not like that. But if like someone said like Barcelona or whatever and you're like Barcelona and then it's like whatever. Right. It is what it is.
Exactly. It's like if your last name is Sopapilla.
Sopapilla.
I really want a Sopapilla now.
But they say like Sopapilla.
Sopapilla.
Sopapilla. I'd be like a Sopapilla, but
it's,
whatever.
It's like Sopapilla. It's like Sopapilla. Yep.
Same thing, kind of, sort of, not really.
Yeah.
You suck. It's like, but yeah, no. I don't know why. That doesn't really bother me.
Yeah. Like, I think they try.
It's not like it feels,
but I feel like it's rude to like correct somebody, like, actually, it's this, like, or just trying to do that. Like, I almost feel like bad doing it, but it's like, why? That's my name. And I'm proud of my name.
Yeah, I guess because nobody really cares.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was reading someone's name and they're like, actually, it's Barcelona, I'd be like, cool.
It's like, oh,
good
okay.
For you.
I'd be like, oh,
care.
Sorry. Cool. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying no thanks when offered more food, especially at a family function. I get the. So if you've ever watched Gabriel Iglesias stand up, he does this thing where it's like Mexican people and only Mexican people have this sound that nullifies anything you just said. Like, in the sense of, like, oh, I just, you know, graduated top of my class, you know, whatever, cum laude, whatever. And it's like, the sound is this. And my grandfather, the one that's still alive, does this. And it pisses me off.
What?
Ah.
Ugh.
Ugh. It's just like, ah.
I don't like
that. Like, what is that? It's like, I remember they will make comments about my weight. And then when I say, oh, no, I'm good. I'm full. I already had a full plate full. Ah. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know what it means, but we know what it means.
It looks like just judging.
It means like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's so judgy. It's like, ugh. So it feels like rude not to eat more food because Mexicans and I'm hearing Italians.
I feel like that too when it's like a birthday or something and there's cake and you don't want a piece of the cake.
I'm like, I don't like coconut.
I love coconut. But then I feel like that too when I'm like on a diet or something and I'm like, I'm not doing carbs right now.
It's like, why is this rude?
Oh, I don't like that. That hurts my throat.
I don't know how my grandpa does it.
Over and over and over again.
I'm just full of disappointing him, so he does it all the time. I'm just kidding. I'm sure he'd be more disappointed if he saw my tattoos. He hasn't seen them all.
Ooh, there'd be a lot of ehs going on.
Like, oh, mija.
Oh, mija.
I'm like, that's worse. I disappointed him. Oh!
Just like every tattoo would be a more like, I can't even do it anymore.
Yeah, but what is something, I want to hear from you guys, what is something that is not a rude thing, but it feels rude?
But it feels really rude.
Yeah. Because Sarah and I disagreed on all these, and I want to hear from you guys if you agree, disagree.
And now for me, it's like I'm finding out, it's so weird in this new world we live in now. Mm-hmm. Because for me, like when I used to like take the elevator, I used to always make sure I would like, if someone was there, I would wait for them. Like, I would hold the door open for, and now I'm like pressing the door close button and I'm like, no, I know you don't want to awkwardly be standing there wondering if you should come into my elevator, and I don't want
you
to.
I'm trying to close it so you can go to the next one. I'm trying to avoid all those situations.
Yeah, like that like little thing, I'm like, oh, this is so different. Or like now, like holding the door open for someone or something. I'm not trying to touch you. No, I'm not trying to walk past me that close.
Like, I had that situation yesterday. I went to a doctor's appointment and the gal, like, I was in perfect range. I could have walked in. I kind of did a little hustle and I could have gone in, but I could see her kind of looking at me and I'm like, okay, oh, look, there's a Starbucks. Oh, am I going to go here? Where am I going?
I dropped something on the floor. Let me
and I see the door closed. Okay, no, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
My turn.
No, I'm good. I know, it's so weird right now in this, or someone had groceries and they like dropped one, and my immediate thought is like, oh, go pick that up for them because they're like have their hands full, and then I'm like, oh, they don't want my germs on it though, so now I'm just gonna awkwardly watch them pick it up because I'm like, they obviously know that I see them dropping because I was gonna go for it and now I'm not going for it, and now I'm like,
it's like, do you pretend to go for it and then just like back up like, oh, sorry,
germs,
6 feet, nope, sorry,
and you just throw up some thumbs up like, you
finger
got it,
guns, okay. You got this.
It's so weird now. Oh man, it's cringy.
Oh, we want to hear from you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.